20% on Carter's for Baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's Cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The weekly jobless numbers are lower than they've been in nearly a half century. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The Labor Department reporting 200,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 3,000 fewer than the week before, and the lowest number of initial claims since November of 1969. The biggest increase in claims last week were in Iowa, Wisconsin, and Kansas. Steepest declines in California, New York, and Pennsylvania. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
All this talk of tariffs between the United States and China has many people wondering who's actually going to come out on top after all the dust clears. Brian Brenberg is the Executive Vice President and Chair of Business and Finance at the King's College. He talks about who this trade war will hurt more.
And I think China has much more to lose here. I mean, think about how dependent the Chinese economy is on trade with the U.S. and investment from U.S. businesses.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley told the lawyers for the woman who accused Judge Brett Kavanaugh of a high school-era sexual assault, if she wants to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee, she must have prepared testimony submitted by Friday morning. Now, the woman has said through her attorney that she would be interested in testifying next week. Senator David Perdue, Republican from Georgia, joined Fox News to talk about just how Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley has been handling this entire situation.
Democrats have had this letter since July. Chairman Grassley's done a great job in this process. Provided over 500,000 pages of discovery. There have been six FBI investigations of this man, and it's time. We want, if this information is there, we want that information before the committee and before the Senate. If the information is not provided, after the time we've spent on this, it's time to move forward and get the votes in next week.
Earlier this week, the Senate passed a short-term spending bill that would keep the government running through December 7th. The bill passed 93-7. Now, one of those seven was Perdue. He explained why he voted against it.
For two reasons. One, it's totally irresponsible to kick the can down the road past the end of the fiscal year. People in the real world don't get to do that. Only in the United States Congress do they do that. This is the 184th time they've done that since the 74 Budget Act. And the second and most important reason, it doesn't fund the president's priorities, Brian.
The House is expected to take up the bill next week, but it remains if President Trump would sign the measure. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.